What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hey! This should be the Tour Championship theme song.
You would think, you would like to see that, way. All right. Because they don't have – if I bring my my Yeti, my two-year Yetis, can I get the same as the treatment of these new cups?
That's a good question as we broadcast live from the Tour Championship at East Lake.
I'm about to get it on.
Midday show with Andy and Randy. Tito's Stillhouse.
What up, boy?
We've been broadcasting.
You look like El Chapo.
We've been broadcasting from Tito's Stillhouse. Good to see you, man. We've been broadcasting from the Tito's Stillhouse for a number of years, and one of the deals that they have here is you can buy the Tour Championship tumbler,
yes,
whatever, cup. And in years past, it's been the Yeti,
yes,
coffee mug, which,
yes,
I forgot. You mentioned it earlier this week, and I forgot. I just use it every day as,
yes,
my coffee cup.
Right.
I got a red one and a black one,
yes,
from the last couple of years.
Yes.
And those are my coffee cups that I bring in the car and bring to work. This year, it's a little different. It's a Stanley,
yes,
and it's gray.
Yes.
So we were guessing yesterday what the color would,
yes,
be. It's gray, so it's kind of still in the, you know, the Tour Championship logo colors.
Yeah.
And if you buy it, you get a transfusion, and they're sort of like a little bit of a deal. Good question. Can you bring back last year's cup?
Yeah, and get the same
get
benefit.
This year's deal.
I don't know. I'm gonna ask. You know
I think
me.
Give it a shot.
You know me. Are we still on tomorrow or no?
Yeah.
Okay. I was making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now you know. I was like, are we still?
Hey, I'm not the one who has to be on.
All right, don't you do it?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not the multimedia big shot.
Don't do that.
I'm here to party.
Don't do that. But you gotta leave.
No.
It's on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right. Just making sure. All right. We'll talk.
You got to leave, though.
I mean, I was going to leave anyways at that time.
I know.
Yeah. I was going to leave anyways at that time.
Yeah, but you got to – what's the window? You get off at 2, you got to be out of here by when?
5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you had to do the thing at 5.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What time's the thing?
8.
Oh, you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Don't worry about your boy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, good. I was like, we got what? From if you got to be there at 5, I was like, you got to leave here at 3:30.
No, dog.
We got 90 minutes. Is this a soccer match?
Hey, man. But you got to throw in all the other stuff. Is I got to go. We got to get back to parking and all that. It's just so much stuff going on.
Yeah, because that's fun.
Because it's a process to get to here.
It is. Yeah. Well, we park at Agnes,
yeah,
Scott College.
But it's so great that the guy take you through the shortcut.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he took me through the shortcut. Like, he's like, you're not supposed to go this way, but I got to get you here in a hurry. We're told to get you guys here in a hurry.
Okay.
I said, what, black guys? Because I was the only person on the bus.
Well, if you would have rode the bus,
yeah,
with us, you wouldn't have been the only guy.
Because
on the
people were riding. They were like, people were pulling into the garage. They were like, hey, wait for me. I'm coming right down. The guy's like, all right.
Nope.
Dude said, you ready to go? I was like, yep. and so he took off. Like, 4 or 5 people rode by and said, we're coming back down. Wait for us. Old boy was like, you ready to go? I was like, yep.
I think they might have more shuttles this year because they're smaller,
yes,
right?
Yes.
In years past, it was almost like a
damn party bus.
Yeah, it was like a party bus.
Yeah.
That's right. That's exactly what it was. And this year is more like one of those sprinter vans or whatever.
Yes.
So maybe they have a few more running. But, yeah, we got on and got out of there pretty quick.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, man. We're good. We're good to go for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're locked in. We'll be hanging out tomorrow after the show.
All right.
We are broadcasting live from the Tito Steelhouse at Eastlake Golf Course for the Tour Championship. More and more golfers have gone off. I saw Victor Hovland just teed off, which is fun.
There goes Matt Tsuyama.
Former champion, yeah, Hideki Matsuyama.
Yep.
Is on the second hole. Parred the first. Your guy Harry Hall made a bogey on one.
Hey, he's just getting started, Andy.
Your hair's safe.
Just getting started. Just getting started, baby.
Your hair is likely safe.
Just getting started.
How I know the algorithm is always, or whatever, this is always listening?
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Harry Hall. No one even knows who that is. He's
right.
One of the golfers who's playing in the tournament right now.
Yeah.
He wears, like, these, like, the little Bryson Kangol hats.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, on my timeline, right there, is one of those goofy little hats. Wearing one. And I'm not – people wear Kangols and look cool. That's not what that is.
That's not a Kangol
right
like
there. That's like a newsboy hat.
That is a 1930s, like, Prohibition
exactly.
type hat.
Yeah, that's like – exactly.
Yes.
You're running moonshine.
Yeah, exactly.
With that hat on.
Exactly. You're the errand boy. Yeah, you're Harlem Nights, go get some cigarettes. He goes and gets me cigarettes and stuff.
Exactly.
That's that right there. That's that hat right
exactly
there.
Right.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah, Duboy hat.
That's Bugsy Malone's Duboy is exactly
yeah,
what that is.
Duboy hat.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Da-da-da. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple NFL football games tonight, preseason.
Yeah.
Steelers and Panthers. Patriots and Giants.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
None of this. Let me think.
It be on?
No
Braves game.
No Braves game tonight?
No Braves game. No college game.
You know what? It might. It might be. But no. Let me think. What am I looking forward to? Because I would like to see.
The Dream, Host the Lynx at 7:30.
It's Jackson Dark. Oh, there we go right there. Because that's what I'm watching. I'm watching Dream Lynx. Did you see Paige Beckers go off last night?
Paige Beckers is incredible.
She's a bucket getter.
Yeah.
But no, I probably won't. If that's the case, I'll probably watch the Dreams game. I wouldn't mind seeing Jackson Dart one more time.
Okay.
So obviously seeing that. It's no so crazy because you saw a lot of trades yesterday.
Yeah, there were.
A lot
were.
Of trades and everything. Because I know the 49ers, they're up against it at receiver, man.
Yeah, the 49ers and the Vikings are kind of in a similar spot all those receivers.
Yeah, man.
They got Sky Moore yesterday.
Yes.
The 49ers did.
Yes, because DeMarcus, he's from my hometown. He can't get his bike together.
Yeah.
Dumbass. Then you got Jennings is hurt. They don't know when Ayuk's coming back.
Right.
I mean, they got a lot
of damn
issues.
Sounded like week six maybe for Ayuk.
Yeah.
They got obviously, Debo's in Washington
Yeah,
now,
they got a lot of damn issues there.
They really do at wide receiver. They again, acquire Sky Moore yesterday.
Well, Christian McCaffrey better stay healthy.
Yeah. The Saints got Devon Vele from the Broncos for a couple draft picks. The Vikings got defensive tackle Harrison Phillips for a couple late draft picks. So, yeah, there's some moving going on. And, again, for anybody tuning in right now, we still don't know the severity of Caleb McGarry's injury.
No.
Haven't gotten an update on that yet. As soon as we get an update on that, we will the tire place is calling me.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Car's acting funny. Don't know why.
Oh, you know what it's saying.
What?
You know what it's saying.
What's it saying?
I need a break.
Oh, yeah. Element needs a break?
Yeah, I need a break.
Well, it's good. I got the Prius.
There you go.
All right. What do we want to do? We wanted to hear from Joe Flacco on being named the starter.
It's just business as usual. Go out there and get another good practice in, get some reps with the guys, and kind of continue to work.
Uh-oh, they're bringing in the puppies.
All training camp. So,
when did you kind of know that you were going to get named the starter?
When Kevin told me. I mean, I don't know. You keep your head down and you just try to do your best. And felt like I was having a good camp with the reps that I was given, and that's all you can do.
I mean, you know what, and I still can't believe they traded for Kenny Pickett or whatever. I still can't believe they brought him in to be the starter. I just can't believe that they brought Kenny Pickett in to be their damn starting quarterback. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, because the Flacco was after that.
Mm-hmm.
They had drafted, and so I've always thought that Joe Flacco was going to be the guy.
Yeah.
Even after they drafted Dylan and Shador. I don't know what Shador's status is as far as with the oblique. I know I saw a nice throw from him the other day. But I don't know what his status is going to be this weekend. I mean, you would like to see those two. It don't look like Kenny Pickett's going to play. So Joe Flacco is going to play. They're going to do the dress rehearsal for the starters, and then you get turn the football over to the young guys.
What's the realistic best case scenario for them with Joe Flacco?
Not good.
But
look at their schedule.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Look at their schedule.
Their schedule's insane.
Yeah. So put
like
Joe,
they could even he could
Joe.
Play okay, and they're 1-5.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess best case is somehow they keep their heads above water for the first eight, and they're like 3-5.
Yeah, but that's what.
And then maybe you could turn it over to a young guy.
Maybe, but I mean, the thing with Kevin Stefanski is that he's screwed.
Yeah, he's screwed.
He's screwed. He's screwed. Now, do they give him another opportunity? Because he's a damn good coach, damn good football coach, but just got a messed up quarterback situation, man.
Yeah, this is. I was thinking about this just in the context of what's going on here in Atlanta, like all these teams that are in these awful quarterback situations, and. And sometimes we simplify it or oversimplify it, and it's like, well, how did they get here? Well, you know, the year maybe they were looking for a quarterback, mm-hmm. they were desperate because it wasn't a great quarterback class.
Right.
Or maybe the year they were looking for a quarterback, there weren't any quarterbacks that they could draft.
Right.
It just kind of, I don't know, it reinforces the philosophy that Terry Fontenot and these guys used in getting Penix.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't really make sense at the time.
But looking at other teams, if they made that,
it was
they
like, you know what,
like
this we love this guy. We have this pick. We're not planning on being here again. You don't know what the future quarterback classes are going to be like. Let's just get him.
Yep.
Let's just get him and be safe.
Yep.
And obviously now we're thankful that they did.
Right.
Because the last thing you want to be is like the Browns or like the Falcons have been the last 5 years mm-hmm. in quarterback purgatory.
Colts.
Yeah, the Colts obviously are the prime example of it. And the reason, you know, they drafted Anthony Richardson where they drafted him out of desperation. I mean, you're trying to talk yourself into, well, he's got this and he's got that. And it's like, a lot of people, when they drafted him, were like, are you sure? Like, he hasn't played.
Good play.
Hasn't done anything.
Nothing. Like, he had a hell of a throw when he spinned around.
Oh, last year.
Yeah.
Took him.
Did you? Like, no, I'm talking about, remember that that play he made?
Oh, yeah.
But my thing is, like, did you not watch his last college football game against Florida State?
Right.
He completed 9 of 30 passes.
Right. And any comparison, too, because, like, you know, they're like, well, there's guys that have done it. Like, you got to throw out Cam Newton.
Yes.
Because – like, look what Cam did.
Yes.
Cam won every game he played in college and drugged that team to a national championship.
Drug that team.
Like, it was explainable to take him number one overall.
Yes.
And then, by the way, it worked out. He won an MVP and took him to the Super Bowl. But, like, all these other, like, one-and-done guys in college football that don't work out, well, they also didn't have a ton of success in college football.
Yeah.
Cam Newton won every game.
Yes. I mean, hold on. Think about the year before he got Auburn and Blinn. He won every game, won a damn national championship there.
So that's not the example.
Yeah.
The other ones are the ones to use.
Mark Sanchez.
That's the one. That's the one. And he went to the perfect situation.
Yes.
And then when the situation wasn't perfect,
you
he
saw
got
Mark Sanchez.
Speaking of the Jets, here's Justin Fields talking about their offense.
We're fine with taking the 8-10-yard completion and taking time off the clocks, driving down the field and having, you know, 10-15 play drive. You know, that gets the defense tired, and, you know, it might not be as exciting on the offensive, you know, side of the ball for the fans, but like I said, it's efficient ball.
You sound like y'all about to suck.
They probably are.
You sound like
the Jets.
That offense is about to be straight up cheeks. That's what he sounds like it's about to be.
I will say, though, like, if he can do that, he has a chance to succeed.
Yes.
Like, efficient Justin Fields
is what they need.
Would be really good Justin
Fields. But the way he said it, whenever you put it, but the fans might not like it. Don't say that.
No, dude. The fans love it when you win.
Exactly.
They don't really care
how. Exactly. Don't say that.
Win,
man.
However.
Don't say that. I've always been a fan of this young man. I just don't know how good he is, Andy. That's always my thing with Justin. How good is he? Because you can see the potential. But how good is he? Justin's biggest thing is Justin's not consistent.
That's what I mean. If he can be an
efficient
passer,
consistent,
then he could be really good.
Yeah.
But that's like that sounds easy. It's
there's
like
a reason
the
he's on his third team.
It's being efficient is one being consistent and efficient is one of the hardest things to be because they make it really hard on you.
Yeah.
They put you in bad situations to make mistakes, and then you make them. And he'll make the huge boom play, but then he'll make the bust play because he'll make a mistake. And, again, if they can find a way to make him an efficient quarterback, then they'll probably have success with him. But we're talking about a guy who's been in the league for a while and hasn't been there.
He's not a young quarterback anymore. He's not a young quarterback anymore.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back.
$8 burgers, man. No, $8 hot dogs.
You can go buy a $9 hot dog. You can get a pack of ballparks for less than that. But you know what? We're here. It's worth it. It's the experience.
Yeah.
It's the experience that you're having while you're eating the hot dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the experience.
You're paying for the ambiance.
Yes.
That's what you're paying for.
The ambiance.
We'll come back and the decor. We'll come back and get to a Falcons grab bag after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big aid.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, broadcasting live from the Tour Championship at East Lake. The Tito's Stillhouse. Shout out to Johnny.
Yeah, man.
Johnny from Grindhouse.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Johnny in a long time.
Good to
see him, man.
I thought Johnny looked like damn El Chapo.
He does.
I thought El Chapo got out of ADX.
He does look like El Chapo, man. With that mustache.
It was always good to see my boy, man, because I know he hosted us for our anniversary party. But
yeah, breaker.
Obviously, had some unfortunate stuff happen, and he couldn't make it. But, yeah, we'll text each other every now and then, just check on to see how he's doing and stuff. But, yeah, it was so good to see him looking like damn El Chapo.
I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah, because you asked me.
He came up very enthusiastically. I was like, well, I better pretend because,
yeah.
You know how people, when they recognize you and are happy to see you,
yes.
You got to meet the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So, I tried to, and then I was like, who was that? And you're like, that's Johnny. I was like, no way. I don't think I've seen Johnny in person since G-Day of, like, pre-COVID.
Right.
Like, it's been a while.
Right.
So, yeah, people change. People look a little different. Plus, he's got that mustache and a hat on.
Yes.
You never know, but it was really good to see him for sure.
Yeah, he's turning 40 this year. But, no, I was saying, so I went and got the $8 hot dog. Because I'm like on the back of the back-to-back hangovers.
Yeah.
Back-to-back.
And a hot dog's a good hangover
just to get it right. Okay, so you tap your card, $8. And then it comes up tip, custom, 15%, 20%. And I'm looking at this lady, and she's looking at me like, hold on. You ain't do nothing. I went there and got my hot dog.
Oh, you grabbed your own
hot dog? Yes, I grabbed my own hot dog.
And chips.
And chips. And a drink. And so I was like.
She didn't prepare anything?
Nothing.
She just looked at you?
Looked at me and held the thing. I saw her tap my card.
Was it a 15% look?
Yeah.
No, she, like, was the look worth 15%?
No.
Oh.
So I hit no tip. I was like, should I feel bad?
Did the look change?
No, it didn't, because I had my shades on anyways.
Not your look, her look.
Oh, no. Well, did
her facial expression
change? It looked like she was expecting something.
Yeah.
No. You didn't do nothing.
I know.
You know, and I am the most generous tipper.
Yeah, I got no problem tipping.
But if you ain't do nothing.
When
it's warranted.
Yeah.
You ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
You just, you held the thing up. I even tapped my own card.
She didn't even ring your card up.
No.
She literally did nothing. There's no tip for nothing.
Yeah.
We're not tipping on nothing.
Damn it, Andy, I feel bad.
Why?
I don't know. Let me see if I got some cash.
She didn't do anything.
I know. She did. She working. It's hot out there. All right, I got $13. That's 15% of $8, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I got one tip. I didn't feel bad.
Why? Why?
Because you know how I am.
You, I don't know, man. I think you did fine. I think, look, I'm all for tipping, like you said.
Yes.
But I think, like, tip culture and the expectation of tips on certain things, it's gotten a little out of hand.
I agree with that.
Now, it's not her fault that they automated her job.
No, it's not.
Like, she probably would have loved to have swiped your card.
Yeah.
Or made you that hot dog. Maybe she did make that hot dog 2 hours ago.
That could be it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's possible.
I'm going to go back.
It's possible that she
back.
Made that hot
I'm
dog 2 hours ago.
I'm going to go back.
Was the hot dog $8 worth of delicious?
As hungry as I am right now? Hell yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah,
because
I was going to go over there, but the line got too long, and I didn't want Abe coming over there. Because I'm going to get one of them pulled pork sandwiches for $13. You know how Abe is when we're about to come back from break.
Oh, yeah. We're coming back.
Yeah, we're coming back.
He looks like the guy at the airport.
Yeah, waving to me.
We got to get Abe some of those orange flag down the airplane lights.
Yes, I would love that. I would love that. But, yeah, so I did get an update from a credible guy as far as what's going on with Caleb McGarry, Jeremy Fowler. And
hey, you call this an update? I'll read it.
Go ahead. Read
this. Jeremy Fowler tweeted this.
Okay.
Right tackle Caleb McGarry will miss time on an apparent leg injury suffered Wednesday per source.
Yes.
Who added the exact timetable was not immediately known, but for now he's out of the lineup.
Yes, and that was a retweet by Adam Schefter. I saw the retweet from Adam Schefter, so we're kind of right.
But we knew all that.
But we knew all that.
Yesterday.
Yes, but there was no timetable as far as how much time he's going to be or who's going to be out. And there still isn't a timeline. But we do
Thanks
know.
Thanks for the update, Jeremy.
But we do know that he's going to be out for a minute. He's not He's not coming back
right
now. And so sooner or later, now that stuff like this gets out, then organizations start to be like, okay, let's put something together.
Yeah,
let's
I do feel still, though, like, and maybe I'm just wanting this to be true, I still feel like that's good news. The fact that there's not, like, officially bad news yet and that there's no timetable and blah, blah, blah. Like, if he blew his knee out, there's a timetable.
Right.
It's next year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the fact that there's no hard timetable yet to me seems a little bit like good news.
It looked like he's going to start the season.
Yes.
Yes.
But if he's not going to miss all the season, then that's
correct.
A better
case. He missed some games last year.
Scenario, because when it happened yesterday, I mean, that's where your mind goes first. It's like, damn, all right, now you got to move on.
Right.
Right? That still hasn't been made official yet. So, I don't know. The longer it takes, the less likely to me it seems that it's
going to be long-term.
Season long.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a little up. We got something. We know he's going to be out.
Yeah.
For a while.
Well.
Or, no, I'm sorry.
It's not even what he said.
He's going to miss time.
He said he's not in the lineup. What lineup? They don't even have practice today. He wasn't going to play in the preseason game
the
tomorrow
preseason.
Anyway. So, I don't know. I think Jeremy Fowler just needed to tweet something. You know?
He's not a real big tweeter, though.
That's not information.
He's not a big tweeter.
That's a tease.
Well, that's more information than I need then. You can take it how you want to take it. I'll take it as that's information that.
What did you learn from that?
That he's going to miss time, Andy.
But they said there's no timetable.
It's not about how long it is. It's about that he's going to miss time. You don't miss time. Two days ain't time.
I know.
The rest
but
of the week ain't time.
I know, but he didn't even say that.
He said apparent leg injury. Who added the exact timetable was not immediately known.
There's no timetable.
I didn't say there was a timetable.
He's that's out of the lineup.
That's right there. I can take that from he's going to miss time. He's not going to be back before the start of the season.
No, okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that. Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's how I took it.
Okay. Maybe that's what that is. I guess he wasn't going to do anything today anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Because they don't have practice today.
Correct.
He wasn't going to play tomorrow.
Correct.
It's a preseason game.
Correct.
So I just don't know what out of the lineup means. So maybe that does mean at the beginning of the season.
That's what I look at.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How I'm hearing.
Okay. I understand where your mind's going on that then. All right. I understand. Took me probably too long to get there. Sorry.
I was like, where
okay,
are you going?
Okay. I get that.
Yeah, we're always like, where are you going? Where am I going?
I was just like, what lineup? Like, there is no lineup.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
The next time he would be in a lineup would be week one.
Yeah, that's how I'm viewing it.
Understood.
Yeah.
I got there with you on that. All right. We hinted at this in the first segment, and I want to circle back to it now. One thing that I think we've said a lot and have certainly heard a lot on this station is this is a make-or-break year for whether it's the front office, the coaching staff, everybody. I think a lot of the conversation has been it's a make-or-break year for everybody with the Falcons. If they don't make the playoffs, then they're going to completely restart.
Yes.
And I think I've even probably said that. I don't know that I believe that as we sit here today.
Why don't you believe that?
Because I just don't think that – I don't know. Like, it's not crazy to me to think that they're not going to make the playoffs this year. Like, they should – I want them to.
Right.
And I hope that they do.
Right.
But when you start reading all the season projection stuff, like, I think sometimes we're a little close to it.
Yes.
And obviously we are very close to it. Yes. We literally were there for 10 days in training camp talking to these guys and all that. And we've covered the six straight years that they haven't made, or seven straight years that they haven't made the playoffs. So we're very close to it. But when you start looking league-wide, like, their win projections are like 8.
Yep.
That's not playoffs.
Nope.
The Bucks are projected to win the division by almost every expert.
And I saw 10 for them.
And 10 for them.
Yes.
Like, when you look at hot seat lists going into the year, you can go 7-8 deep, and Raheem's not on those. Like, Terry Fontenot might be,
yeah,
but Raheem's not. So, I don't know. Like, you also have a rookie quarterback and a bunch of rookies on defense. Like, there's a reality where the Falcons play decent football this year,
mm-hmm,
but can't win a lot of games because of the youth that they have in various spots.
And that's 100%.
Like, they could go 8-9, and Penix plays pretty good. And if that happens, are you firing everybody?
I don't know.
Because here's the other thing. Arthur Blank doesn't fire people quickly.
He does not. And I think the biggest thing, and we mentioned it, like, the whole reset, restart is the thing, is you got to start all the way over. You got to get the, what do you call it, the committee to go find your general manager, and then them and the committee to go find your head coach. And that's just such a long, drawn-out process. And like you said, this team is so young. And then you look at their schedule. And then, you know, you look at, like you said, the youth on so many positions that are dependent. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is, like, last time Rob was a head coach. Damn.
All right, we're good.
I'm sorry, man. I just, like,
that was
when I saw all that, I mean, it's some shots for men, and it is some. Like, he got on some draws.
It's a lot of leg.
Like, yeah, he got on some damn draws.
It's a lot of leg. I know the short.
I know his
back.
Head, but damn.
I know his back.
That just threw me out right now. Yeah. Blinded by kneecap.
Kneecap.
Damn, upper quad.
Blinded by trying not to look too close.
Upper quad.
But yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is, like, and look, I'm not changing my expectation. My expectation is for them to be above 500 and make the playoffs. But I'm just saying, if they don't, there's paths towards them not, and that not meet, like, I don't know. And if they go 4-whatever, everybody's fired, and that's that.
Yes.
But, like,
if they go 8-9.
They go 8-9. Penix improves as the year goes on. They're scoring a lot of points, but they're not winning games because their young defense can't get off the field. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's Andy. It is a possibility that this might not go well. It is.
It is.
It's a big possibility. Yeah. And it's more likely to me than not. I don't think it's a 100% lock. I think right now, and I just keep telling about, you know what I mean? You got to show me. I ain't in for all what I got this guy and unlocking this dude and all that. There's no reason why this team can't be 8-9.
Yeah. Because when you think to yourself, I don't know what you think to yourself as best case scenario, but, like, best case scenario,
I said 9-8.
Feels like 11. Like, maybe you can get to 11 best case, 10-11. If that's best case scenario, it's not that hard to be 8-9.
No, it's not.
You know?
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to rain on parades or anything.
No,
like,
you're being realistic.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
Like, I still think absolutely this team can make the playoffs, but it's not going to shock me if they don't. And it's not going to shock anybody around the league if they don't either.
No.
Because just reading more of the season preview stuff, like, nobody's talking about them like that. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tour Championship, East Lake Golf Course, Tito's Stillhouse. The dog has arrived.
Yes. They've got cute the, little fella.
The cute little puppy walking around as the Humane Society of Atlanta is here doing a Adopt-a-Dog program. And every dollar spent at the Tito's Stillhouse today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, or not every dollar, $1 from every purchase goes to the Humane Society.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. I mean,
yeah.
You look, think about all the people that's been here today. Then – I mean, we've been here for – what time does this place open? 9 o'clock?
Gates open at 10.
Okay, this opens at 10. And then, obviously, Duke Sabella come up after us.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, so, yeah, and you put in 4 days of that. I mean, that is an awesome thing. We're all up here. We're dog lovers.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, this guy, look at that tail wagging and everything. Somebody's taking him home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's gonna fall in love.
Somebody's going to have a few too many Tito's.
Yeah, exactly. That's when it usually happens.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Then you got a new best friend.
What the hell? Oh, no. Why do I have this dog with me?
Whose dog is this? What's all this paperwork?
Yeah, he's walking down the green, and you got a damn dog walking behind you.
It was pretty nice temperature when we all got here and walked in this morning. I haven't been outside. I know you went and got your hot dog. It appears to have heated up.
Yes.
Based on some of the sweat stain patterns.
Yeah, man.
On the people in the Tito's Stillhouse.
Yeah.
Always a good idea to come in here where the AC is on.
Yes.
And the drinks are cold.
Yes.
But it does look like it's heated up a little bit out there.
Yeah, man. And that's why, you know, I know they always talk about, you know, the darker clothes, it sometimes can attract the heat and everything. They also hide sweat stains.
It can.
Yes. Yeah. Hide sweat stains.
Can hide sweat
stains.
Yeah,
and that's all I'm saying. That's all.
This guy here. He's got Wrangler jeans on.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. That's not breathing.
He's a man's man.
That's not breathing.
It's a man's man.
Honestly, it went to untuck.
Yeah.
He was like, got untuck.
That's a man's man. You walk around the golf course in jeans.
That's a
look.
It's a unique look.
That's a look for you.
Because there, you know, there's a type. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of folks dressed similarly out here.
Like 85%.
85%. Yeah. You got your golf polo from the expensive golf course you got to play at.
Yes.
You got your Masters hat or your Hilton Head hat or whatever.
Yes.
You got your hat from your cool place you went to. You got the light shorts, some tuck, some untuck. If you tuck, you got your nice belt.
Yes.
And then you either got on clouds or Hokas.
Yep.
And that's the uniform.
That is what I'm looking at right now, Buck. And along with we saw three people.
Or some golf shoes.
Yes, we saw three.
We
counted three.
Some golf shoe wearers.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's all right, man. That's all right. But we are happy to be here. As, like you said, it is heating up, and there is a lot of sweat dripping on everybody. Oh, Mike Bell's in the house.
Mike Bell's here.
Mike Bell's in the house. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, obviously, you know, it's going to continue to do that. But, I mean, you take a dollar out of each drink for these puppies. Oh, yeah, you're breaking the dough today.
Yeah, you're breaking the dough. It's a good deal. And at the very least, come by, get a Tito's, and pet a dog.
Yes.
See me and Randy get in the AC.
And pet Abe.
Abe. He likes a belly strap. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
he's so at home.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Nothing like a good conspiracy theory story to kind of warm you up on a Thursday. So I want to get y'all's opinion on this. This is Eric Dickerson talking about drafting Shador Sanders, why he may have fallen to the fifth. And apparently the NFL was warning teams to not draft him at all.
And I'll tell you this much here, what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that.
Draft really?
Him. Yep, draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him.
I'm confused.
I'm so confused. I love ED. Don't get me wrong. Well, I don't like ED, but Eric Dickerson. I'm sorry.
Luke, promo code Andy.
But he does this. He exaggerates sometimes. Uh-huh. All right. Was Shador done wrong? No. No. I don't care. Do I think that – is it messed up that he went in the fifth round? Do I think he's better in the fifth round? Yes. But do I think everybody called around and was like, hey, don't draft this kid? No. I don't believe that.
Why would they do that?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
With conspiracy theories –
I'm sorry.
My questions are always one of two things. Who would stand to benefit?
Nobody benefits from it.
Yeah, who would stand to benefit?
Yeah,
And then also, how hard would it be to orchestrate? You'd have to have somebody pretty high up the food chain.
Yes, to do that.
Every NFL team.
Like Roger Goodell. Yeah, and why would Roger do that?
I just don't know.
I don't
know what the benefit to him or anyone else would
players
be.
Players slide. Great players slide. Is Shador a fifth-round quarterback? I never thought he was.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he was. But because it's getting to my point where it's like, okay. You can't criticize. Yeah, you can. I know. I love Prime. I think because we love Prime so much, we're just like, come on now. Like some of this stuff with that whole thing is complete. He's not getting a fair shot. This is the NFL. Ain't no fair.
Well, fair is
where you judge pigs.
Fair is where you judge pigs.
Yes,
but also the fair shot is if you're in the league and you have an opportunity, you have to play well.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're not.
Yeah, but I just don't understand that right there. 32 teams conspired not to draft him.
In a quarterback-thirsty environment, I just don't.
Now,
I don't know.
Now, Colin Kaepernick, yes.
Sure.
This,
yeah.
No.
That's a totally
different thing. A totally different thing.
People know that.
No, they don't.
People know that those things are different.
I don't think so.
Right?
Totally different things. Goodness gracious.
Y'all think that Raj is mad at Deion, or is there anybody in the NFL mad at
Deion? Why are you mad at Deion? Why are you mad at Deion?
From my experience,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
From my experience, and again, I don't know everything that goes on from it, but like, it seems like everybody in the NFL, at least decision makers, like he worked for NFL Network and had a prominent spot with
the great
network.
On NFL Network.
Everybody loves Deion.
Deion Sanders is like one of the ambassadors of the league.
Now, I will say this from, I don't know why Shador dropped.
Sure.
But I know, I don't think it was no conspiracy amongst 32 teams.
I don't think so either. But again, I don't know why, what would someone be trying to do to stick it to, they love Deion.
They love Deion.
Deion's like one of the beloved faces of the NFL. He's like one of the guys that has helped elevate the NFL to where it is now with everything that he's done throughout the course of his – I don't know. I've never understood the logic of all of it, and I still don't.
I don't.
So y'all are at a golf course. Justin Thomas is at that very same golf course.
Yeah, he is.
He took to the podium yesterday, shared a pretty funny story about how he tried to troll Tiger Woods one time.
Probably my best memory. I couldn't even tell you what year it was. It was probably – I guess it would have been 2020. I remember playing a practice round and walking down 18 and FaceTiming Tiger and just reminding, because he wasn't here, he didn't qualify, and just showing him how the course was and how great it was. And then he acted like his phone cut out, and then he called me back like 2 minutes later with the green jacket on. I remember that very, very, very vividly. So just a typical conversation of thinking I am having some kind of upper edge, and I get shut down and put in my place pretty quickly. So there's a lot of golf things here and there that have obviously happened, but that's the first thing that came to mind when you said that, so I guess that.
Tough to trash talk Tiger.
Yeah.
You can't troll the king, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin Thomas obviously has had an excellent
And they're really
career.
Close, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like best friends.
Yeah.
And he's had an excellent career, and he's still in the middle of it. But, yeah, man, I mean, yeah, Tiger didn't make the Tour Championship 1 year. He's like 48 at that point, yes. Or however old he was. won this thing a few times. You know, Justin's never done that. Maybe he did one time. I think Justin did one time. But, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one for Justin Thomas to be trying to troll Tiger as far as golf accomplishments go.
So the PGA's first ever CEO, Brian Rolapp, is making a new committee, and he picked Tiger Woods to be at the head of it. It's got a very, very coincidental or ironic name or acronym, and I'll explain after y'all hear this.
I am pleased to announce today that as one of my first acts, we're going to have the formation of the Future Competition Committee. The purpose of this committee is pretty simple. We're going to design the best professional golf competitive model in the world for the benefit of PGA Tour fans, players, and their partners. I'm also pleased to announce, as the chairman of this committee, Tiger Woods has agreed to serve as chairman.
Future Competition Committee, FCC. Would y'all care to wager who the most complained about golfer is in the PGA about letting curse words go out over the air? As far as complaints go to the FCC.
It had to have been Tiger when he was playing.
Yes. It was very much Tiger Woods, absolutely right.
Arf!
He was a cusser.
Yeah, cussing. Yeah, that was Earl. No, no, because Tina, they say Tina was the one. Tina would be all – Tina was the cussing one.
Really?
Yeah, that was it. Tina was the cusser. But, I mean
– if you call the FCC to complain about cussing during a sporting event –
you are a dork.
Someone should come to your house and kick you in your junk.
I'm talking about – a two-step kick.
Yeah, right.
A two-step kick.
And so hopefully you can get both of them.
So you can get all that momentum and just,
somebody with a wide, like a New Balance, like a wide foot. Bow, right in both of them.
That's what should happen. That's
what
like,
loser.
Yeah.
Just like the people who used to call in and
booyah, took the words right out of my mouth.
Report rules infractions.
Yeah, those
I
people.
I saw the ball that he grounded the club on.
God.
Grow up.
You need a freaking.
Grow.
There's a reason why you're sitting on the couch doing that. She got no woman.
That's exactly right.
You're a dork.
That's exactly right.
Y'all ever have those days where you might wake up in the morning and you just can't seem to get your balance?
Balance?
Yeah, you know, you kind of walk into the kitchen, walk into the living room, you just can't seem to get your balance on. Like maybe your equilibrium is thrown off a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So Keio University in Japan, Abe sent me this story, so I had to delve into it.
Delve?
Invented a tail. A robotic tail that humans can wear to improve their balance.
Really?
It consists of interlocking plastic vertebrae that use spring-based structure to handle shearing and tangential forces. Each vertebral joint is made up of a central plate surrounded by an additional four protective plates. It goes about 4 feet long, and they can attach this thing to like your senses and your brain stems to move on its own, very much like a cat or a dog's tail do. So how about wearing a tail around town?
No.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't think I'm going to do that, but I do want to delve further into it, though.
Like, so the tail itself, look it up. There's videos and everything.
People will.
ARQ, A-R-Q-U-E.
But it's supposed to do what now?
It's a robotic tail that's supposed to help
you
balance.
But what if you got like a peg leg?
That might even help.
Would work. It would,
yeah,
it would
that's
probably,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm like, yo.
So for like pirates?
No, I'm not. My bad. Not pig. Well, like some people's one leg is longer than the other one.
Oh, yeah, you know, okay. Like
you know, they got that side that.
Like that natural limp.
Yeah.
So that, so
yeah, like you're like stepping on one step all the time.
That's a great example. So what it would do is the tail would wag or balance itself to one side of your body, whichever side needed the compensated weight.
Sure.
Yeah.
It would know that you walk with a limp.
Now, I personally have pretty good balance.
Yes.
Pretty solid center of gravity and balance, all that kind of stuff. But not everybody does. Like, there's people that fall down regularly.
Yeah, but I'm just like.
Maybe they need a tail.
Maybe they need a tail.
But, like.
You know, because we have a tailbone.
We do have a tailbone. But I'm just saying, like, is the tail going to be, like, constantly wagging? Is the thing.
Will it wag if you're happy?
Yes.
Ha. I'm just curious if you can use it as a weapon, maybe.
Or if you get scared, will you tuck it?
Will you tuck it?
Yeah, will it tuck?
Will it tuck under if you feel intimidated?
I don't know. I like the delving into that.
There's going to be some weirdos that wear tails, though.
I mean, there's weirdos. These weird old boys they're wearing skirts now.
I think they're
fashionable.
I saw a lady at the aquarium the other night, dressed up like Sonic the Hedgehog.
No,
like full on, with the hat and
everything. Was Comic-Con in town?
No, she was just
randomly dressed up like
really
Sonic.
Like Sonic.
So she's a random damn
weirdo.
Maybe
her other outfit was dirty.
Yeah, a random damn weirdo.
I could see somebody throwing a tail on there just to even it out.
Yeah, man.
Keep your balance on a Tuesday.
They got robotic thumbs.
On a Thursday? That's a good idea.
Oh, my God. They did not conspire against Lamar Jackson either. goodness gracious. Get a freaking life, man. God. They conspired against him, too. Oh, my God.
I feel like if everything's a conspiracy, then nothing's a conspiracy.
Goodness gracious.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Come back, get back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We got a tweet about Caleb McGarry. We'll let you know what the tweet said. Talk some Falcons coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.